The Mutually Reliant We, First Steps. November 29, 2021. John Caden. You are independent. I am independent. You make your own decisions. I make my own decisions. You trust yourself. I trust myself. You are self-reliant. I am self-reliant. When, if ever, might we need each other? How on earth can two, or more, independents be mutually reliant? Stephen Covey wrote in his The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People that maturity of a person passes through three stages: dependence, independence, and interdependence. Interdependence is defined as mutual reliance. Taking nothing away from Stephen Covey's presentation or use of the word interdependence, I prefer the use of mutual reliance for its simpler, self-descriptive meaning. Mutual reliance, therefore, represents the highest level of maturity. Dependent people are the least mature. Mutually reliant people are the most mature. Only independent people can take the steps necessary to move into mutual reliance. To quote Covey, interdependence is a choice only independent people can make. Why be mutually reliant? Covey answers, combine the strengths of people through positive teamwork, so as to achieve goals that no one could have done alone. Some things are simply too big to take on independently. These can be done, however, with no surrender of our independence. Covey's book was written for the benefit of team building and leadership development in the corporate world. In fact, in many companies it became required reading and the basis of leadership seminars. What could be more powerful than a team of independent minds finding a way to combine their resources toward a common mission? Outside of that world, the principles are just as applicable. Mutual reliance is applicable anytime, when a common interest, a common task, or any other common mission can be enhanced by the combined thought processes, decision-making and get-it-done attitudes of independent people. It is a common choice we make. That's why Covey said that only independent people can choose mutual reliance. If we decide to become mutually reliant, it will start with a conversation wherein we'll learn that we have a common interest. It might be a hobby we choose to share. But it might be a problem that affects both of us, the resolution of which would benefit both of us. It starts with a conversation. The most valuable part of a conversation is the listening part. It is the only part in which learning is done. Remember how important it is for an independent person to learn facts as a starting premise of the decision-making process? Learning by listening is natural for an independent person. Speaking is also important if I want you to learn my perspective. I know the value of distraction-free learning, so I will try to state my perspective to you, free of emotion, hyperbole, or falsehood, so that your learning through listening is not distracted from the facts your independence demands. Together, we will speak and listen without judgment. We will deeply connect and communicate in our search for a common, truthful premise, from which we will start our decision-making process, by applying logic that leads to a successful conclusion. In the end, we'll both be winners.